Good morning, good morning. Good morning. I don't know, it don't sound too good. Good morning. Now it sounds like a good morning. Good morning and welcome to Teller Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Teller family and all of our friends joining us through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Amen? Amen. Can we clap for our pastor? Hallelujah. I'm going to read the scripture for you guys really quick, and I'm going to pray us into the service. So if you don't mind standing up as we read the Word of God. This morning, we're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And I'll give you some time to get there. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. When you got it, just say amen. Amen. That was fast. I like that. Y'all go to Bible study in here. That's good. All right. Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Hallelujah. Y'all love that God came down for us? Hallelujah, because that's really what it's talking about. It's talking about the gospel. Hallelujah, a God that came down and lived a life like us and was beaten, battered just for us. But not only did he go on the cross, but then to get up and overcome death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been for you, God, where would we be, God? Hallelujah, Jesus. How would our accomplishments look, God, if it was not for you directing the path, God, in the name of Jesus, God? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Where would the life go, God, if it wasn't for you to intervene when it needed to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God? Where would we be, God? Hallelujah, Jesus. If you didn't find it just, God, to come down off your righteous throne, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, and sacrifice your son, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to carry all the burdens of the world, God, all of the sin of the world, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to show us the power that you possess, God, in the name of Jesus, to do something that no other proclaimed God is able to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to overcome death, God, in the name of Jesus, God. If you can overcome death, God, what can't you overcome, God? In the name of Jesus, God. So this morning, God, we lift our hands, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We lift our hands, God. Lifting you up higher, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift you on high, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Because no one deserves the glory, God. No one deserves the honor, God. In the name of Jesus, God. No one deserves to be blessed like you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For no one is like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We searched high and low, God, and could not find a single one, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. No problem is big to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No problem is huge to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For you are the great and mighty, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are victorious in battle, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You've never lost a battle, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So right now during this service, God, we ask that you send your anointing, God. Send your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you open the floodgates of heaven, God, and just flow into this sanctuary, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that someone whose heart was heavy will be lightened, God. In the name of Jesus, God, someone whose mind couldn't focus, God, will keep their mind stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and in return, you'll keep them in perfect peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We welcome you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Any heart that hasn't been purged, God, purge it right now in the name of Jesus, God. So that you may touch it and plant a seed, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That you can change the way that they're going right now in the name of Jesus, God. That you can intervene for them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Change their path, God. Change the direction, God. Change the outlook, God. Change the mercy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Change everything in them, God, that is not like you, God.
set a fire that burns so deep, God, they walk in your calling, God. In the name of Jesus, God, send a fire that burns so deep, God, that they question what happened to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, send a fire that burns so deep, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that it burns up everything that's demonic and every trial and tribulation in your life, God. Tear down every stronghold in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, do what only you can do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for we've tried everything, God, and we turn it over to you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift you up high, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Yeah, God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, we put less of us, God, to make room for more of you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let every seat that's empty, God, still carry a blessing right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let every seat that's empty, God, let a rock cry out to you in heaven, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for you are worthy of every praise, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of every blessing, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let every miracle that you work, God, every miracle that you make, God, may it turn around and glorify you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. May we keep our eyes stayed on you, God. Hallelujah, God. May we walk on that narrow path, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. May we be able to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because when it's all said and over, God, when it's all said and done, God, I just need to hear you say, God, well done, hallelujah, Jesus, my good and faithful servant, God. I haven't been the best, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, but if I can just hear you say it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, Jesus, somebody was questioning where they are with you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, somebody was questioning where they stand with you, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody questioned, where are you, God? I ask that right now in the name of Jesus, that you will touch their heart, touch their mind, God. Reaffirm that you never left their side, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Reaffirm that you are still holy and mighty, God. That you are still great, God. That you are still Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're still Jehovah Nisi. In the name of Jesus, you're still Jehovah Shiloh. In the name of Jesus, God. You're still the Yeshua of Nazareth, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And you are still the I Am, God. I am victorious, I am strong, I am mighty, in the name of Jesus. I can walk, God, I am able, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for creating a partnership, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for calling us friends, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for being allowing us to call you when we need you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for answering the prayers of the unrighteous, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for every family member, God, that has walked away from you, God, I ask that you never remove your hand from their life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, show compassion, God, show mercy, God, show grace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, allow grace and mercy to fill our hearts right now in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we give you everything that we have, God. Everything that we need, God. Everything that we want, God. Every desire of the heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God. It flows directly from you, God. And it'll flow directly back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We give you everything, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, church. Just praise Him for a moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God, we give you the highest praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't need a rock to cry out, God. I can cry out to you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. As long as I'm able, God, I'll cry out to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. For you said, if I be exalted, God, I'll draw all men unto me, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And I want all my brothers and sisters, God, to know about that great gift, God, to know about the good word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that there is a God that cares, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I lift you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I lift you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name, God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yeah, God. Hey, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, God. Jesus. Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, God. Jesus. Jesus, God. It's something that happens when I call on Him. It's a level of peace that I experience when I call on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. The world is going wrong and crazy, God. But we find our peace in You, God. We find our peace in Yeshua, God. In Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name, we do pray this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all can clap better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we can exalt Him higher than that. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, God. Praise the God that saved you. Praise the God that saved your family. Praise the God that saved your children. Yeah, Bahoshe. Praise the God that saved your spouse. In the name of Jesus, God. Praise the God that redeemed you. Praise the God that delivered you. Yes, so. Praise the God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above. Yes, God. Everything you can ask for according to the power that worketh in Him, God. Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give You everything right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yeah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We bless You, God. We bless You, God. We honor You, God. We give You all glory, God. All honor, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we enter Your gates, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. We're thankful for everything You've done, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, we praise You. We thank You, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, church, don't let the praise roll down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give Him what You owe Him. In the name of Jesus, give Him what You owe Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give Him everything that You owe Him. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah.
Lord, You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. more time. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, can we get on one accord there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, can we stand to our feet and bless the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, Tyler. Well, let's take it from the top, y'all. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless me, y'all. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, speak in the highest. Say highway. Hallelujah. That's a little high for me, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Come on and clap. Come on and clap your hands with me. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap, y'all. Come on and clap your hands with me. Your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. I can't hear them clapping. Come on and clap. Never sound like a church. Then clap your hands with me. I'll be saying hallelujah. 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 Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and do your dance. Come on and do your dance with me. Come on and do your dance with me. Come on and do your dance with me. Come on and do your dance. Now take 30 seconds and give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God, you're worthy of it. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, do your dance again. Come on and do your dance with me. I don't see y'all moving out there. Do your dance with me. I see a little bit of movement. Come on and do your dance for him. In the name of Jesus.
Come on and do your dance
Now clap your hands. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Look at the person next to you. Well, won't you clap with me? Hallelujah, Jesus. Now bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Will you bless them? Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, will you lift the same higher? The Lord with me. Come on and bless. Now give God a high praise and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, tell her, clap your hands. Clap your hands like he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Do your dance like he's worthy for it. Bless him like he's the God of your salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah one more time? Come on, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Can you stand as we welcome our pastor in the name of Jesus, God? Can you stand as we welcome our reverend in the name of Jesus, God? Hallelujah, God.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. What a joy it is to be back in the house of God. What a joy it is to be back with the saints of God. We're so glad about it. Hey, we're going to go right to the Word of God. Not going to delay the hour. If you have your Bible, we're going to be in the book of 2 Kings this morning. We're in the Old Testament. The book of 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. I do invite you to turn there with me. If you need a Bible, feel free to slip your hand up in the air. We'll get you a Bible. Maybe someone next to you will let you look on their iPhone or their iPad or what have you. But again, the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Once you get there, we're going to add to the witness 1 Samuel 15 and 22. Amen. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. That's where we're going to find our primary text. We're going to look after a couple verses there. And then we'll add to the witness 1 Samuel 15, 22. Amen. If you're there, you're going to find this story, 2 Kings 5 and 1. It says, now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Syria. He was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor. But Naaman was a leper. Verse 2 said, the Syrians had gone out on various raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. And then she said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. Naaman went in and told his master, being the king, saying, thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. And then the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed. He took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, and it read, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of leprosy." And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy?" He said, "Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me." So it was when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet." I wish I had a real church. That'll preach by itself. You don't need a preacher. That'll preach by itself. Then Naaman went with his horses and his chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent out a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was furious, and he went away and said, "Indeed, I say," he said, "this is what I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand and heal me of this leprosy." Naaman wanted a big show because of who he was. And then he went further and said, "Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters in Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned away and went away in a rage. Naaman was upset. Naaman said, "You got to be, I came all of this way, brought all of this stuff, and the best you can tell me is go wash in the Jordan." Here it is. 13, and his servants came near and spoke to him. He said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, had he told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?" The guy went to his master and said, "Mr. Naaman, I get you're upset, you're mad, I get it. But didn't you come here willing to do whatever it took to be made clean?" He said, that was your intent. That's what you told me when we packed and left. Whatever it took, if I can be made clean, he said, I'm willing to do it. But now he lets his ego, are you following what I'm saying? Here it is, 14. So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. Right? Isn't that a good word? First Samuel 15:22. Just add to the witness, 1 Samuel 15:22. I invite you to turn there with me. Very familiar passage. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, it is to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Amen. May the Lord bless and consecrate his word to our hearts. Shall we bow our heads just for a moment of prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that you have given us today to be gathered here in this place, to be gathered here among these people, and to be gathered here around this, your holy word. This is the purpose for which we have come. So, Father, we pray this simple prayer. Cause your word to give light unto our pathway, that where you lead us, we may follow and not stumble. Christ's name and for his sake, all the people of God say amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. This morning, for the 15 or 20 minutes that I have, I just want to use the subject, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. And I know we have visitors here today, but I know if you're from Philadelphia, you know what that means. Don't drink the water. Don't drink out of the Schuylkill, right? Fish in the Schuylkill, canoe on the, but don't drink out of the Schuylkill, right? That phrase, don't drink the water, is a warning about the potential dangers of drinking water in a specific location, often due to contamination or unsafe conditions, right? That's what we, don't drink the water, right? It also has the figurative expression indicating that a situation or a place is undesirable or untrustworthy. Are you with me? Don't drink the water, right? It's usually a warning about the potential dangers of drinking water in a specific location due to contamination or unsafe conditions, right? But it has a secondary meaning that indicates that a situation or a place is either undesirable or untrustworthy. Right? Look at somebody and just tell them, don't drink the water. And watch this. If you get this, you so far down the road with this sermon. If you get this, say this. Don't drink your water. That's the sermon there, right? That's the sermon there. Don't drink your own water. Right? Why? Because oftentimes it is undesirable and often untrustworthy. Right? I'm halfway down the road with the sermon. Y'all got it? Good. So here it is. Here it is. Let's jump into this. Let's jump into it. Verse 1 says, now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Syria. He's a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor. What verse 1 tells us about Naaman is significant. First, it tells us he was the supreme commander of the army of Syria. He was the highest ranking military official in Syria. Okay? He was what you and I would call in modern terms a five-star general. You follow what I'm saying? And how many of us know that you don't become the highest ranking anything, but especially within the armed services and military, you don't become the highest ranking commander unless, what, you a real dude. You follow what I'm saying? Naaman was a real dude. He had earned his way up the ladder in the army, right? Right? So you know that. So that's what it says. He was commander of the army. It also says he was a great man, meaning that he was a man of high social standing and importance. Because of his rank and position in the army, he had high social status. He made everybody's who's who's list. If you were having anything in Syria, one thing you were sure to include was you invited the king and you invited Naaman, right? He had earned that. He had that kind of social status. Then also tells us he was an honorable man in the sight of his master, right? He was highly regarded by the king because of the military victories he had won. Let me say something. This is a tangent, right? This isn't necessarily tied to the sermon, but just kind of tangentially related. Listen what it says. He was an honorable man in the sight of his master. We live in a world today promoted by social media that many of us are concerned about what other people say and feel. And one of the things that I've come to notice, just in my own observation, oftentimes the people who we regard what they say and how they feel are often on the same level as us, or more often on a lower level than us. You ever notice that? All the people, we get all upset about what they said and what they did. They really, if you really look at it, they really don't matter. Right? But yet we get all worked up and upset and this, that, and the other. I want you to compare it to what they said about Naaman. Look what they said of Naaman. He was an honorable man in the sight of his master. Right?
You want to preach it? If you got it, no,
I'm just getting back. I really need a break. I'm tired already. Listen to me. And like I said, I'm just doing this because we're doing it. This is not a part of the sermon. The only opinions that really matter are the opinion of people who are greater than you. Anybody know why? It is only people who are greater than you that can bless you. You get all upset and worked up about all of these other people that even if they wanted to, they couldn't bless you. They couldn't help you. They couldn't promote you. Are you following what I'm saying? But the Bible said Naaman had the respect of greater men. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, don't worry about it. All that stuff they say, don't worry about it. Just focus in on those who are greater. Those who can actually bless you. Since I done gone there, I'll just say this and I'll leave it alone. This is one thing you'll find out about people who are greater than you. It's not only that they can bless you, they're oftentimes more willing to bless you. Listen, because they don't need what you have. Look at somebody and say, preach, Pastor Ford. I'm down the road this Sunday. It is only the people who either don't have what you have or want what you do have. Okay, let's keep going. So look, commander, great man, honorable man in the sight of his master, and he was a mighty man of valor. And this term is used in the Old Testament for a man of great wealth and or a courageous warrior. Okay? He was a mighty man of valor. At the end of the day, Brother Naaman had it going on. He was, years ago, this is a Philly thing, and I know a lot of y'all not from Philly, but years ago, if you're in my age category, when we were coming up, we used to, if somebody was doing, this is how we would say, he's that guy. Hey, y'all remember that? That's y'all my age group. Okay, good, good. Some folks my age. That was it. Naaman was that guy. But verse 1 concludes by saying, but Naaman was a leper. Mighty man of valor, but courageous, had the respect of greater men, but had high social status, but. And if you've ever heard me preach long enough, I've said this on more than one occasion. Everybody has a butt. Everybody's got a butt. And look, Dr. Deanna, you don't have to be a doctor to know that. She spent 8 years in school learning that everybody has a butt. Where if she would have just come to church and listened to me preach, she could have passed that exam a long time ago. No medical board. She could have said, my pastor told me everybody has a butt. And you know what butts are? Butts are the contradictions in your life. That's what the butts are. Mighty man of valor, but respect of greater men, but commander of the army. Everybody has a but. Today we're going to talk about Naaman's but. But as we talk about his but, I want you to consider your own butt. Why? Because we all have them. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how old, how young, rich, poor. Everyone has a butt. Naaman's butt is that he was a leper. And in Israelite society, that meant you were cast out. You couldn't come into the community of faith. You had to live on the outside of the camp. You had to announce to people when you went to the market, I'm a leper. Why? So that they can move out of your way. Because no one wanted to catch what you had. Because you were a leper. Right? So here it is. He's a leper. Now, Syria had gone out into raids, no doubt led by Naaman often, and had at one point brought back a captive, a young girl from the land of Israel. And as such, Naaman assigned her to his wife, that she would serve his wife, be a handmaid to his wife. And verse 3 said, she said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. S- Samaria attacks Israel around its borders, around its edges, brings back an Israelite girl. She begins to serve in Naaman's house. And as a result of serving in Naaman's house, she got to see Naaman's butt. Anytime Naaman went out of the house, he went out like this. Naaman went out with a gold helmet on his head. Every time Naaman went out of his house, he had a gold breastplate on. Every time Naaman went out, Naaman had a long sword by his side. When Naaman went downtown, everybody knew who he was. Gold helmet, breastplate, ankle covering, feet covering, magnificent sword. There goes Naaman. But it was only when Naaman came home he took the helmet off. He took the breastplate off. And only those in his house got to see who Naaman really was. It didn't cover it up no more. You can wear a breastplate for a while, but most men will tell you, you can't wear it all the time. That's why as men, we love home, contrary to what women think. We love coming home because when we come home, we can what? Undress! Because it's hard to wear a helmet, breastplate, sword, or shield all day long. We just want to be able to come home and undress. And have the hope that those who see our butt don't laugh at us. Those who get to see who we really are don't look at us and despise us. Don't look at us and, no, you look better with the helmet on. You look better when you had your breath. You look better with the sword. Put that sword. Yeah, but I can't wear that all the time. This little maid, because of her service to his wife, she got to see how things were in the house. And over time, she came to love Naaman. And that's where this verse comes from. Seeing how Naaman had to live when he took it all off, she got to see the conflict between him and his wife. She got to hear how the servants laughed at him behind his back because he was a leper. Mighty man of valor, captain of the host, but they made fun of him because of his butt. But this little girl said, you know what? I grew up in Israel. And before my deportation, we had all heard of the miracles of the God of Israel. And how he wrought them through a prophet in Israel. So out of love for him, she talked to the man. She said, you know what? If Naaman would just go to Israel, but don't go there to fight. Don't go there to make war. If he would go back, there is a prophet in Israel who could heal him of that leprosy. Right? Now watch what happens. Look at what verse 4 says. Verse 4 says, and Naaman went in and told this to his master. Thus and thus said the girl. Listen to me. Especially if you are given the opportunity to serve great men or women. Everybody look at me, right? Watch your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Because the mighty man will make a move based on the word of a little man. Naaman walked with the rulers of the day, the great men of the day, but at the word of a little, she was a slave girl. She told the wife told Naaman, Naaman goes, sees the king, and says, a little girl has says, thus and thus. He went and told the king what the girl said. Are you with me? Be careful what you say. Because people will make a decision, make a move on the end. Oh, yesterday we were at the party. They had the little cards giving Logan advice. Watch what you say. Because they'll read that card and make a major life decision on what you say. Right? So we gotta watch what we say. Unbeknownst to us, somebody may make a decision based on our advice or counsel. Mighty man makes a decision, goes to the king. This little Israelite girl said, if I go to Israel, I could be healed of my... Not only does Naaman make a move, the king makes a move. The king is convinced by what the girl said. He writes a letter. Says, Naaman, go. Why? Because he also loved Naaman. Right? He loved Naaman because of what Naaman did for him. So it was a different kind of love. He loved Naaman because as long as Naaman was his commander, what? He could win battles. He said, Naaman, you want to go? Go. Not only can you have the permission to go, but I'm going to write a letter to the king in Israel. Right? So they got the advice wrong. They thought it was the king that could heal Naaman. They failed to realize that it was the prophet of God that could heal Naaman, right? Naaman takes the letter. Remember who Naaman is. Commander of the army. So the commander of the army goes into an enemy country, into the courtyard of the king, and I told you how he went when he came out of his house. What? He got his helmet on, breastplate on, got a sword by his side. They were like, you mean Naaman, the command is out in the courtyard to see the king? Gives him the letter. Jehoram is the king of Israel at this time. The Bible said he reads the letter and goes into his private court, tears his clothes off. Because at the reading of the letter, he believes it is a ploy to trick him into battle with Syria. Right? He said, wait a minute, I can't cure nobody of leprosy. Right? And the king has now sent this letter saying, I must do it. The implication being, if you don't do it, right? Not only are we going to have problems, but look how the game starts. He already had him in check. Why? Because his commander was standing in the court. He's like, I can take out the king. One move and I got your checkmate. Right? So the king is panicking. The courtyard is panicking. Everybody in Israel is panicking except Elijah. So word gets to Elijah. And Elijah hears about it and says, wait a minute, what? The king did what? Who's at the court? What? The name is at the court? So this is what Elijah said. Look at verse 8. Look at it. I want y'all to read it so y'all don't think I'm making it up. So look, it says, so when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king saying, now why have you done this? Why have you torn your clothes? He says, please let him come to me. Elijah said, send him to me. He said, because in so doing, the world will know that there is a prophet in Israel. I got a question for you. I got a question for you this Sunday. Does anybody in your neighborhood know that there is a prophet or a prophetess in your neighborhood? Does anybody know that in your neighborhood? Let's go the other way. Does anyone on your job, where you work in person and virtually, are any of them aware that there is a man or woman of God at this company? Right? Are you with me? If you got it, say I got it. God has strategically placed you. Let me have it. Let me have it, boys. Y'all pushing me too far. You think, watch this. Let me prove it. You think you bought that house because of what you were able to do. You had the money. You found the program. You did this. You did that. That's how you got this house. That's how I'm able to live where I live, right? And you've never once considered the fact that maybe God helped you along the way so that in that neighborhood there could be a prophet, a prophetess, a man, a woman, who serve the living God. So you could be a witness. Oh, God, help me. Now, I know you're smart. And I know you're good looking. But there are a lot of smart. Watch this, smarter. There are more better looking people than you. And I'm convinced this Sunday that God had something to do with the job you had. God had something to do with the position you now hold. So that they would know there is a prophet, a prophetess in Israel. That's why Jesus said, let your light shine out before men that they may see your good works and look. Here it is. I got to get down the road. I got to get down the road with this sermon. King comes out and says, yeah, you got to go see the prophet. So Naaman says, okay. Verse 9 said he gathered up all his horses, chariots, his gift that he had brought. And he says, this is what he said. He goes to Naaman. He goes, here it is. I want to read it because I want to make sure I stay away. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots. And he stood at the door of Elijah's house. Are you with me? And Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, go wash in the Jordan 7 times. Raise your hand if you got good home training. Raise your hand. All right. I see some hands not up, and I'm assuming that's why. That's fine. Now, I don't need Bible to teach this. Good home training teaches you how to receive guests at your home. You know how you do when folks come over your house. Clean up. Straighten up. You know what I mean? Maybe something like, you know what I mean? You get ready to come out. You got guests. Now, even more so when you have an important guest at your house. Right? Am I telling the truth? Look at Elijah. Naaman. We already went over his list of accolades. Stands at the door of Elijah's house, saying, I'm here because you called me. And Elijah doesn't even get out of the bed. This is in your Bible. Gehazi comes in and says, hey, Naaman is at the door. Gehazi expecting the man to go, oh, he's going to get up, get himself, oh yeah, fix something, let's get ready to wash his feet, go out, water his horses. So Elijah doesn't even get out of the bed, but from under the covers tells Gehazi, tell him to go dip 7 times in Jordan. Wow. Gehazi's shocked. He's like, is he serious? Or is this a joke? What, man, you really want me to tell this guy? So he goes, he tells him. Said, hey, my master said, go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. And when we read it through the first time, I told you, you see it there. Naaman is beside himself. Listen, Naaman was used to being treated as important for the majority of his life. Naaman knew how people should receive a man of his stature. He comes from a foreign country to the king. The king sends him to the prophet. The prophet doesn't even dignify him by coming out of his house with a salutation, with a greeting. No water for his horses. No water to refresh their feet from the journey, but sends out a servant and tells him to go wash in Jordan 7 times. You read it in your text. You got it 9, 10 times. The Bible says what? Naaman was beside himself. Why? Because Naaman was used to being important. And just, I got you to see, I want you to see the irony of this. He wanted to be treated as important, right? That's why he's upset with Elijah, because Elijah didn't treat him like a superstar. But listen to this. If you get this, you unlock the whole sermon. if important, could have helped Naaman, he would have been healed of his leprosy a long time ago. He was that guy, right? And so when the prophet tells him to go wash, what God is doing to Naaman is that he's trying to humble Naaman. Naaman's too high. Look at somebody and tell them you're too high. Listen. That's why God is not blessing you. Watch this. Because you're too important. Right? So now God wants to bless Naaman. Right? How do we know God wants to bless Naaman? Anybody know? See if you've been following the sermon. I know God wants to bless Naaman because the little maid said so. God used a little, this whole thing is set in motion by an Israelite slave girl, watch this, who God spoke to. So now he wants to bless Naaman. But he can't bless Naaman because Naaman is too important. So God sends a test to humble Naaman. Right? Do you see it? The test is to humble. Now, you and I realize God could have just healed him. But instead of healing him, he gives him a test. Go to the Jordan and wash. But because Naaman was so important and had grown accustomed to being treated as important, watch this. And you got to listen because this is your sermon. It almost cost him his blessing. Naaman said, I expected this guy to come out, perform a big ceremony, pray to his God. I expected him to pour oil on my head, as I have heard is the custom in Israel, to be anointed and to say great words, to pray a great prayer befitting a man of my stature. Naaman said, here's the worst part of it. You want me to go and wash in the muddy, dirty, cold waters of Jordan. Let me read this about what he said so you can get the significance of it. This Abana River, it began in the Lebanon Mountains and flowed to the city of Damascus. Its waters were clear, and it produced beautiful orchards and gardens all throughout the city. The Phibar River, it flowed from Mount Hermon to the south of Damascus. It too was a refreshing river, right? If Naaman needed to wash, these two rivers were far superior to the dirty and muddy waters of the Jordan. So Naaman's saying, wait a minute, if you wanted me to wash, let me go back home and wash in better rivers, right? But you want me to go to the Jordan. However, it was obedience to God's word that was the issue and not the quality of the water. Look at somebody and tell them, don't drink the water. Better yet, don't drink your water. Look at them and call it. Say, hey, listen here, Naaman. Say, wait a minute, I know she's a, but still, all right, Naaman and Naamina. If they're a girl, call them Naamina. If it's a guy, say, look at here, Naaman. Don't drink the water. All the man of God wants you to do is dip under the water. Right? Brother Khalil did a wonderful job Wednesday night on Bible study, working with baptism, helping us to realize that the real key to it is to be submerged under the water. I don't know if things have changed because I don't get in the pool anymore, right? Ministers, deacons, they get in the pool. But when I used to get in the pool, it was always the same thing. Oh, it's cold. Oh, I don't want to go under. Oh, I don't want to get my hair a 20-second baptism has now turned into a 30-minute ordeal as we try to push them down into the water. Then they say stuff like this. Well, Reverend, can I just dip it? Can I bend at my waist? It's baptism. The whole purpose is to be submerged in the water. Now, I'm just telling y'all this because y'all friends of mine. We go back and forth. Like I said, we finally start pushing them down. And when they taught us to baptize, they always said, you keep one hand, but your strong arm, keep under them so that once they go down, you bring them, you got a strong arm, bring them right back up. Now, after the 30-minute dissertation back and forth, and we finally muscle them down, my strong arm would go limp. And when we got them down, we left them down. We used to tell them, if they weren't saved before they went down, they gonna get saved while they're down. Because they're going to call on Jesus now. Oh, my goodness. Here it is. I'm finished. Sermon's over. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. I'm finished. Here it is. 13. Naaman's beside himself. Naaman's so upset, he don't know what to do. So another servant comes to him. This is what I was saying earlier. He said, Father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? Didn't you tell me when we were back in Samaria that we're going to go to Israel and do whatever it takes to be healed? Raise your hand if you or a loved one has ever been gravely ill. Bad situation. How many of us in situations like that are willing to do anything to see them made well? Insurance, no insurance. Doctor, no doctor. When they tell you, hey, this is where it is, this is what, do it. I mean, you don't even hesitate. You don't even think. Just do it. Why? Their life is so valuable and so precious. The cost doesn't matter. Just look at someone and say, just do it. The servant comes to Naaman and said, look, you came willing to do it. Look at all this you brought. Not for me. You brought to give to the man of God who could heal you. All he's asking you to do is dip in the Jordan. Here's something. I'm going to point this out, and then we're going to get out of it. You know what had Naaman? Wasn't that he was mad because he didn't come out? Wasn't that he was upset because he didn't come out and say a special prayer and anoint him with oil? Pride had him. But here's the worst thing, and I want you guys to get this, because if you get this, you'll be so far down the road with this sermon. In order for Naaman to dip, guess what he had to do? Naaman would have to undress. All of his servants who respected him, all of the men in his house who called him sir, all the mighty men of Israel would get to see Naaman's butt. Naaman was okay this far, because right now only the little maid saw his butt. When any time he went out, he had his breastplate on. No one even knew he had leprosy. He had a helmet on. No one knew he was sick. But if he were to dip in Jordan, Cindy's here, so Cindy might help you believe this. Getting beatings from my parents was never a big deal. Never a big deal. Knowing I can handle. I'm getting older, I'm lifting weights, I'm working out. I can handle. You know what I couldn't handle? Is when my mother came out the house with the belt and decided to whip me in the middle of the block with all of my friends, all of my homies, all the girls I was interested in. What hurt more than the whipping was the embarrassment. I could take the whipping in the house. I could deal with being put on punishment. What I couldn't handle was the embarrassment. Naaman said, if I'm going to dip, I got to take my helmet off. I got to take my breastplate off. I got to take this gold shield off. Take off my waist covering. My feet. And the people are going to see my butt. And now my secret. Now they know who the pastor really is. Now they know who the deacon, what he's really like. Because we can see his butt. His butt is the in church, he's a mighty man of God, but when it comes time to pray, she's a mighty prayer warrior. Naaman was afraid of people finding out his butt. It's going to be out. The whole world's going to know. You a mighty man and you go down to the door. Everybody's watching. Everybody's listening. Everybody's streaming in, naming after Jordan. What's going to happen next? But thank God for the word of another servant. Said, Naaman, didn't you say you would do whatever it would take to be blessed? Are you guys hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to say this, and I want you to get it. Don't allow your butt to destroy you.
Don't let it kill you. God wants to bless you. But are you so important? But are you more worried about covering your butt so no one knows that you're willing to miss your one chance to be blessed? Are you with me this Sunday? If you got it, say I got it. All right, I'm finished with it. Here it is. Let's get out of this. Let's get out of this. Here it is. Verse 14. So he went down and he dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. So here's Naaman, Mr. Important, got to undress. Now everybody's getting to see my butt. Now imagine this. Let me you to be a good preacher, you need a good imagination. There is a creative element to preaching. Naaman goes down to the Jordan naked. And he gets in the Jordan and he dips under the water. Fully submerged. And he comes up. He has just as much leprosy than before he dipped. Got his people looking at him. The people who work for him looking at him. So he dips again. He dips a second time. He comes up the second time and he still has leprosy. Now it's getting tight now. I've already embarrassed myself. I've already allowed them to see my butt. Now I'm doing what the prophet says to do and it's not working. What do you do? What do you do when what God tells you to do seems like it's not working? I'm preaching. I'm so far down the road now. I'm preaching way better than y'all reacting. Look at somebody and tell them this. Tell them you got to dip again. Come on, help me preach it. Tell them you got to dip again. So Naaman dips a fourth time. He's wet, water coming off from drips. He looks at his skin. He looks at his arm. And Naaman is still a leper. What do you do when it seems like prayer doesn't work? What do you do when it seems like God is not answering? Naaman said, I'm doing what the prophet said to do. I didn't want, I'm embarrassing myself. I'm putting myself out there. And the things that God told me to do are not. Look at someone and say, dip again. I wish I had my real church this Sunday. My real church would tell you, when it's not working, when it's not going right, when you're embarrassed about how you look, frustrated about how you feel, the only thing you can do is dip again. Look at somebody and say, dip again. Naaman dipped a sixth time. And he had just as much leprosy as he did
the first time. The only thing Naaman could do was dip one more time. Look at somebody. Tell them you better dip one more time. Because if you dip this last time, the Lord will surely bless you. Look at somebody. Say, dip one more time. Hey, I'm finished with it. Everybody stand up. I'm finished with it. Come on, I need everybody standing. Get you a partner. Find you a partner. When you find a partner, I just want you to tell them this. We on our last dip. This is the last dip. We're on our last dip. And we can just keep it together. One more night, one more week, we're on the last, you're on the last. Come on, everybody, take a dip. Take a dip. The Lord, come on, boy, dip one more time. The Lord is on the verge of blessing you. Dip again. Wow. We're on the last dip, and we can just keep it together. And we can just hang in there one more time. If I can dip one more time, I believe the Lord. Come on, give the Lord the best. Give the Lord your best. Come on, give the Lord. Give him your best praise. Yes, yes, I'm on my. Yes, tell your husband, tell your wife, we're on our last. This is the last step. Yes, this time, the Lord is going to show himself strong in your life. Woo! Oh my. Yeah, I'm on my last dip. I'm on my last. You better give God some praise. Yes, yes, this is the last dip. This is my last dip. This time, the Lord is going to. Lord, help me. I'm on my last dip.
I'm on my last dip. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 I'm on my last dip. All we got to do is make it this one last time. We on our last dip. If the Lord help me one more time, it's our last dip. After this, everything is going to be all right. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Come on, dip one last time. Take one look. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo. Yes. Dip again. Dip. One last time. Yes. 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 I'm on my last. I'm on my last. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I made it this far. He's brought me this far. He kept me this long, and I'm on my last. It wasn't until Naaman dipped the seventh time. The Bible said when he came up clean. We used to sing a song in the old church. I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Why? I dipped one last time. That last dip did it. That last dip made the difference in my life. I believe that there are men and women here today who are like Naaman. Following God is not working. Trusting in Jesus is not paying off for me. And what's worse about it, Bruce, everybody gets to see my butt. Everybody keeps calling me, texting me. Where are you? What's going on? And you and I both know they don't really care. They just want to see your butt. They just want to verify what they're saying on social media is true about you. That's why they're calling you. That's why they're interested in how you're doing now. Guys, let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. And now you're out there. You trusted God. Now look what it's gotten. What do you do? Pastor, what do you do when you believe God and it don't work? Pastor, what do you do after you give? You sold an offering. You sold a seed by faith. And you're just as sick today as you were 3 months ago. No sign of improvement. No sign of anything getting better. You know what the truth of the matter is? And I hate to say this. Things are actually getting worse. And I thought after I dipped 2 or 3 times, I would see some sign, some kind of forward progress that would strengthen my faith, that would give me a cause to trust God more. Every Sunday I go and I dip like the preachers say dip. They go home happy. I go home frustrated. I go home embarrassed. Now everybody at the church has seen my butt. They know the real deal. And I believe God sent me with this message for this church. God says, I know exactly where you are. God told me to tell you, I know exactly how you are. And all he told me to tell you, all you got to do is dip one more time. That's all you got to do. And I know you don't want to dip. I know you don't feel like dipping. Not with all these people here. Not with the people knowing what they know now about me. But the Holy Spirit told me to tell you, you're on the verge of a miracle. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you it was only a test. That's all it was. God's not trying to destroy you. God's not trying to kill you. He's not trying to turn you back. He wants to humble you. The Bible said, humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, God will exalt you. I'm telling you, God's ready to exalt you. He's ready to lift you up higher than you've ever been. He's getting ready to amplify your gift and cause you to come before great men. And all he wants to know is, can he trust you to dip one more time? I know you want to throw in the towel. I know you want to quit. Guess what? You had enough. Guess what? I had enough too. But God said, keep the towel in your hand. Dip one more time. I know it's the Jordan. I know it's muddy. I know it's dirty. I know you could go to better churches, bigger churches. But God said, no, I want you to dip right here. This is where I bought you. Because this is holy ground to me. God said, I'm going to do it right here. Right where you showed your butt. That's where I'm going to do it. I'm going to cause the whole world to see that there is a prophet in Israel. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. He's doing it right now. If you're in the Spirit, you cannot deny the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's doing it right now. All you got to do is humble yourself. That's the only thing standing between you and your better blessing. That's all you got to do. Humble yourself. God said, if you just dip one more time, I want you to dip right here, right now, right in the presence of your friends, right in the presence of your family, right in the presence of your you're going to go to work with them tomorrow, and they're going to tell everybody what they saw, what they heard. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it if you come up clean. It'll be worth it. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. I wouldn't mind them knowing. If I dip one more time and I come up clean. He's doing it even now. Woo! I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, how I thank God. Gave me another chance. So glad I didn't get frustrated and go in and quit, walk away. That's enough. I had it. I tried God and He didn't work for me. My job is to encourage you to try Him one more time. I'm telling you, there is a prophet in Israel. There is a word from on high that if you dip one more time, woo, good God, help me. Wasn't until he dipped the seventh time. Not the first, not the second. Too many people quit. They don't have the faith to hang in there. Never realizing they were just the other side of God's blessing. They were right there. Don't let that be your testimony this Sunday. If you're here this Sunday morning, you feel the Holy Spirit talking to you, challenging you to dip one more time. Don't give up on the marriage. Don't give up on your sons, your daughters. Don't forsake your niece, your nephew. God said, I just want you to dip one more time. I'm going to do more on this next dip than I've ever done in your entire life. You're on your last dip. Today. Naaman almost went home, back home, empty-handed. And all he had to do was dip one more time. That's all he had to do. I'm trying to tell you, that's all you have to do. By faith, dip again. Don't allow the enemy to steal what God has for you. What God has for you, it is for you. You just got to be willing to dip one more time. It's for you. 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 Dip one more time. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Good God, help me. Yes. 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 Oh my God. And my soul love him. My soul love him. Restore, yeah. Restore. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my soul, loving. All you have to do. Is dip. One more time. It's not over. That's all you gotta do. Bring me that oil. All you got to do is dip. Name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost, name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes, out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. Yes! Yes! God's going to do it. He's already promised. He's already promised. and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. What a joy. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I come to church expecting to see God show up. I don't come to look at you. I don't come for you to look at me. I don't come to see what kind of car you're driving. I don't want to see how clothes you wear. But when I come to the house of the Lord, I come expecting a miracle. I come expecting to be blessed. The Bible says of the wise men that after they saw Jesus, the Bible says this, they went home another way. If you can come to church and go back home the same way, nothing changed, nothing different, nothing new, nothing moved you, you ought to find yourself a new church. Every time you go to church, you need to go home different. Something's different. The word of God has stirred me. The songs of Zion have lifted me. And I'm going home a different way. The Bible said of Moses, after he would spend 40 days on the mountain with God, the Bible tells how when he came down from the mountain, his face lit up. He radiated the literal glory of God. So much so, the Israelites, they made Moses cover his face because they couldn't stand to look at the glory that emanated from him. That's how I want to go home. I want to go home with the glory on me. Someone can look, they don't have to get, did you go to church today? They can look at me and say, oh my God, you've been to church today. Why? I see the glory. I see the glory coming off of your face. Saints of God, the presence of the Lord is in this place. As I do every Sunday, thank you for your attention. Thank you for your patience. And my prayer is always the same, that somehow the Word of God has blessed you. Whether you're young, old, male, female, boy, girl, I hope the Holy Spirit has said something, done something inside of you. That you realize you belong to Him. Taylor, God bless you. Service back into the hands, Deacon Khalil.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. If you would like to receive Christ Jesus today, please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that His shed blood, death, and resurrection, His blood, the death, and the resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. Amen. Come on, tell her, amen. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. If you accepted this call to salvation today, please visit our website, tellertabernacle.com, and go to our Contact Us page. And check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. And leave us a short message along with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you to discuss the next steps in your Christian journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Was that a good word, y'all? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. And now we will move to our time of giving and announcement, followed by our benediction. I'm going to invite our sister Alex to come on up.
Good afternoon, Taylor. All right. Good afternoon to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139, or Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and the other for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. If you would like to make an offering to our pastor, you may do so by Cash App at $ Pastor Jonathan Ford or Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Moving into announcements, the pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Some reminders. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10. There's no Bible studies this coming Wednesday due to the holiday. Sunday school is from 8:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. via Google Meets. We look forward to seeing your child the second through fifth Sundays of each month. Remember Pastor Ford's YLE challenge. Celeste Williams Scholarship announcement. All right, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Can we stand to our feet as I invite our pastor out here to give us our benediction? Hallelujah. Come on, let's bow our heads and get out of here. Hallelujah.
If you guys could be seated just for one moment. Just for one moment. We're going to have this benediction get you out of here. Josh, you give me the thumbs up when we're ready. We have a special announcement today that they're going to put up on the big screen for all of us to see. I'm going to come out here and sit so I can see it. Okay, he's back. Tyrone got my back, so he should be back somewhere. If not. Run with it, Josh.
Skin's been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. From early mornings to late night, it's always been hard work when no one's watching. I want to thank God first, my mom, my dad, Chris Guerrera, my teammates, and my family for always believing. It's a blessing to be surrounded with people who kept me grounded and unknown. And now, it's time to take everything you've got and bring it to the next level. With that being said, I will spend the next 3 to 4 years at Pete.
Yeah. Good job, Jack. So when he comes back, y'all can't congratulate him. It's fine. But so many of you, if you didn't know, that's why we were out over the past month. He had so many opportunities all over the country to go to be able to go to school and play football at the highest level. And in the final analysis, he made a decision that he was going to stay close to home and go to Penn State University. So we're so proud of Jackson. Yep, yep, yep. We're so proud of all of our young people. Look at all of our young people all around the room. Bright lights in the kingdom of God. Come on, shall we all stand? Once again, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your attendance and your attention. What a wonderful church audience you have been today. Thank God. Come on, let's give a hand for all of our visitors today. Thank God for you. All of our visitors, far and near. Thank God for Jennifer Peavy and her family all the way up from Florida. Thank God for Tyshawn Riddle teaching us on Women's History Month. Thank God for Val and Jordan, just everybody from everywhere. The love of God be with you. Now unto him who alone is able to present us faultless before the Heavenly Father in his glorious throne. May the presence and power of God keep you, establish you, cause you to grow and be prosperous in the things of God. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's people say amen. 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 God bless you, Taylor.